Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
I thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat. And you know, we got to talk about this today, the birth of a nation.
Amen.
That's Hallelujah. Good. Happy birthday, America.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that I'm an American.
Yes.
I'm so glad that God chose to birth me in this great and wonderful country. Is everything right with it? No. But I tell you what, it's the best country to live in. You know why I know that? Mm-hmm. Everybody jumping borders to get here. I don't see people jumping borders to go to other places, but they're coming here. It's such a blessing of the Lord. And I want to talk about that because what brings people here? A lot of people say money. No. Freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom is what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Free to say what you think. Free to believe what you think. Free to serve any God you choose in any way, shape, or form. And yet I totally believe it, and I know a lot of politicians don't. This is a Judeo-Christian
nation.
We have that ethic, but, you know, Muslims live here. Buddhists lives here. Mm-hmm. So many other different Hare Krishnas and everything you can think of. And that's okay, you know, because we have the freedom of choice. We have the First and the Second Amendment, and especially freedom of religion, and it's such a blessing. But that's kind of an oxymoron, really, because religion is not free. You know, religion puts you in bondage. Jesus sets you free.
That's so good.
I want to go to that scripture today, St. John chapter 8. We're going to talk about it.
It's a great verse.
32. And you shall know the truth, not about the truth, not some truth or a truth.
Mm-hmm.
You shall know the truth, that Jesus is the way, you can't get lost. If he's the truth, you cannot be deceived.
Mm.
And if he's the life, the devil can't kill you. Look at it, verse 32. And you shall know, not believe, know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then I want to go over to verse, 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
Indeed.
I became free almost 51 years ago on Labor Day weekend, 1974, about 9:15, over there in Boston, Massachusetts, when I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't know what freedom was, but buddy, I received it that night. I was an emancipation proclamation was spoke over me through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Been free ever since.
Yeah, you're free from the power and the penalty of sin.
Oh, what a blessing.
Which, you know, so many people are gripped by sin. They don't really have a choice because they try to overcome it in their own strength. And you really can't. Only the Spirit of God can help you to be an overcomer.
Amen.
Be victorious over the power and the penalty of sin.
Everything. So he expunged your record.
Forever.
He didn't just forgive you. He expunged it, which means it never existed. You know, most of our programs this week, I think we're talking about freedom because it's 249
yeah.
years. Boy, next year going to be something, huh? 250 years. Man, that's going to be a celebration. But we celebrate July the 4th here. You that watch all over the world.
I thought this year was the 250. I need to keep up.
It's 249. Hallelujah. Think about that, man. So we have fireworks. Do you know what president said that we should shoot off fireworks and all kinds of stuff?
No, I don't.
John Adams, the second president of the United States.
He was a great president.
He said with pomp and, you know, and be excited because I want to tell you something. We fought the biggest nation and the biggest army in the world. We were a ragtag bunch of farmers, and we won. You know why? We gave God honor. Man, in our Constitution, in our Declaration of Independence, it talks providence, it talks God. If you go to Washington, D.C., most of the buildings that we built to honor this nation, it's got God on it. If you look at our money, we say, in God we trust. I mean, why? And I don't know why anybody would want to speak against that, but sad to say, some people do.
Right.
And it's just such a blessing of the Lord to be free. Now, I got to say to verse 32, I'm going to read again. And you shall know the truth. Now, what is the truth? By stripes you were healed. Saying to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in your heart, believe those things which you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you say it. You got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations. He will supply all your need according to his riches and glory. If you delight yourself, therefore, in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. You can pray like the psalmist David, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. You can ask anything in my name and I will do it. Mm-hmm. You want me to go on? I can go on and go on and go on. That's what freedom declares.
Hallelujah.
Preach it, Kathy. Say
something.
I love
that. You got me stirred up. That's a lot of great word there. Because, you know, the word is filled with promises, and all of it begins with God's knowing that God keeps his promises.
And all promises are yea and amen, and which amen. Means yes, and so
and
be it.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says that we're to please God.
Yeah.
And believe him that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek
and
him.
Does he reward?
Those are all great rewards.
I want you to look.
To everybody that's seeking him and believe in him.
I want to say this. If you just watched our Faith the Facts, I'm going to say that again, and I loved it. Me and Kathy are Romans 13:8 people.
Right.
Owe no man anything. She don't owe nobody nothing. I don't owe nobody nothing in terms of money, except to love them. And that's all we do is just love people. You can't hate me more than I can love you. And it doesn't make any difference what people say about me. Well, that rich preacher or this and that. Go to Psalms chapter 30, verse 6. It says, in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. My God, my God. I won't tell you something. You're not going to move me. Why? I'm free.
Mm-hmm.
See, other people move away from bondage. We're free.
Well, they worry about public opinion.
Yeah.
What people
no,
think.
Man.
We're only concerned about what God thinks.
That's it. Opinions are transitory forms of thought floating on the ocean of life. They change with every wave. Sounds smart, don't it?
I know you like to say that.
I like to say that. I got that.
There's certain phrases that you hook
that
up with, that
yeah.
stick with you because it speaks life to you.
It was one that stuck with me. 55 years. Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded
wife? Say
that
with a smile.
I smiled. I said, yes, I do. And I have kept that promise. Glory to God. And do you bless her in the city? Bless her in the field? Bless her going in? Bless her at the mall? Whatever. Yes, we believe in the blessing. Nothing wrong with that. Praise the Lord. It's just such a blessing. And she does same thing for me. We just enjoy ourselves. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Why? Because we're free. And whom the sun is set free.
He's free God. Indeed.
Yet I see so many Christians that are not free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a declaration, this Bible, of independence from sin, sickness, disease, poverty, or any curse whatsoever at all. And yet most people quote the curses more than they quote the blessings.
Mm.
It makes no sense whatsoever at all. I love being in this country. I don't like some of the things that happen in this country. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's amazing we have laws, and we are a nation of laws. But tell you the truth, a lot of times we don't observe the law, and we certainly don't back them sometimes. It's just ridiculous. Satan wants to stick evil down our throats. I just saw this a couple of days ago. People celebrating, whatever they're celebrating, going down the streets naked.
Yeah, they're
celebrating. That's indecent
Pride
exposure.
Month, which
that's indecent.
It's against the law, but the law doesn't seem to enforce it.
You know, and I mean, and I don't hate no one. Don't misunderstand me. I don't hate anybody. But if you live in this country, and I'm gonna just say something you ain't gonna like. If you're living here and you're working here, why are you waving another flag of a country when you came here and you have everything because of this country? Now I'm not against the country you came from. By no means.
It makes no sense.
No, but you ought to stand up for America and wave that flag instead of burning it. You see?
Respect
but watch this.
It, right?
This is amazing to me. If you don't think we're free and our Constitution not strong, you can burn that flag without going to jail. Other places you do that, they'll kill you. It'll kill you in a second. And I mean that sincerely. And I'm amazed at how many people, homosexuals, call it the pride community, you know, they are not all of them, and I mean that sincerely, not all of them, but a lot of them stand up for Hamas and terrorists. And you know what would happen if you was a homosexual and an Hamas person got a hold of you over there in Gaza? They'd kill you. They would kill you in a second. Here, you're not shot or killed because of your sexual persuasion. You understand what I'm saying? And it's amazing to me why anybody would criticize this nation. Now, I want to talk to the senators in the House of Representatives. Remember, you don't represent you. You represent us. I know you represent your state, your districts, and things of that nature. And we live in a wonderful country, and it's called democracy. Now, democracy swims in muddy waters. It does, because you have a right to vote. See what I'm saying? And things of that nature. So you should never try to abuse that. And you that don't vote, you should just flat shut up. Because you don't have anything to say. You're not willing to stand up for the country that you live in. And then you want to get mad because something happens? Well, you didn't vote. You didn't go. I mean, how long does it take to vote? Even if you got to stand in line all day. That is an honor and a privilege. There are a lot of places you can't do that. They won't let you. Or if they do it, they just change it and get what they want. So that's what I'm saying. We're talking about freedom here. And the only way you're going to know it is through the truth. He said, I got to read it again. Verse 32 of St. John 8. You shall know the truth. I'm going to say this without sounding arrogant. I know the truth. Mm-hmm. And this truth is this scripture.
Right.
This truth is this Bible.
A lot of people just quote half of that verse. They just always say, you know, the truth can set you free. But that's not really true, because it's the truth that you know.
That's right.
That sets you free.
You
he says, you shall know the truth, and it shall make you free. Some translation says, set you free. Regardless, you're free. But it comes with knowing what belongs to you. And, you know, you were just talking about the different elections and things like that. Well, I know there was someone that's just elected in the state of New York, actually in a primary to run for the mayor. And this man, the reason he got even all those votes is because he's promising free everything. He can't really deliver on all that, but it gets people to vote, people who don't know the history of things like this.
I'm going to say this. If you're promising stuff free to people, if someone else is paying for it, you're not.
Nothing's free
Nothing's
in that
free.
Sense.
You know, Kathy's not free, but she's reasonable.
I'm reasonable. Hallelujah. We use that a lot when we text someone, say, hey, y'all free for dinner? They'll ask us, are you free for dinner? I said, no, but we're reasonable. fun thing to think about.
I'm telling you, it's so wonderful. You should rejoice. On July the 4th,
yes.
All you Americans, I mean, you should rejoice. Yes, it's good to get together. You want to pop fireworks and have all that. That's wonderful.
Have some barbecue.
Yeah, have family.
Doesn't that sound good?
But give God honor. Because without God helping us, we'd have never won that war. Revolutionary War.
The one against biggest army of that day in the world.
The most powerful empire.
The most powerful.
And I mean, you talk about ragtag. If you know anything about the history of America, it's amazing how God has taken care of this nation in World War II. If you look at the amount of soldiers and equipment that the Nazis had compared to what we had, we should have never won that war.
True.
But we did.
That's
why?
Right.
We got rid of evil.
Yeah.
He said, and our evil's trying to come back again through anti-Semitism and different things. Why are you mad at somebody because they're a Jew? Why are you mad at somebody because they're black? Why are you mad at somebody because they're an Indian? Why are you mad at somebody because they're white? Why don't you quit looking at all those colors?
Right.
Because every one of those people I said are free. By the Constitution of the United States, if you live in America, and by the Constitution of God Almighty, the Bible, who Jesus set us free.
That's so true.
Why can't we just love people? Mm-hmm. Why not?
And
what's
if you're not walking in that kind of a love, realize that you've been deceived by the devil.
Right.
He's the one who comes to destroy, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he's the one who wants to bring division in families and nations and businesses and relationships. But when we open our eyes to the truth and we know the truth, it really sets us free. We're not in the bondage to hate. We're not in bondage to fear. We're not in a bondage to any kind of a restriction or hindrance to loving someone. Isn't that good?
That's good. Keep preaching. I'm listening, man. I'm enjoying myself. Go ahead.
Good. No, well, that's what I was going
to
say.
Okay. Now, people, because they're free to do it, they write in testimonies. And I want you to read a few, if you don't mind, Kathy.
I love that.
Now, listen to this.
This one is from Jason. Says, hello from Nigeria.
Praise the Lord.
Maximilian says, blessings and greetings from Poland.
Praise the Lord.
He says, watching from Zimbabwe. Thank you, Jesse and Kathy, for these boardroom chats. They give me vision going forward. I love you guys.
That made my day. Vision. I'm a visionary.
We
specialist.
Love speaking to your vision.
Ooh,
hopefully
Lord.
That, and God will, we breathe in life to it.
And by the way,
this
the
one says, Michael says,
coming
I can't wait to be at the Visionary Conference. That's
and
the next one.
Can I give you the dates? It's July the 10th Thursday night at 7 p.m., July the 11th, Friday morning at 10 a.m., and then Friday night at 7 p.m. It's only three services, and I hope you can come and you'll be blessed.
Yes, and hopefully you'll be here in the house because a powerful presence is so much stronger there, but it does communicate. We get testimonies from people that have watched that cannot be here, that watch online. Some of them have watched for years, and they're going to be at the conference this year for the first time.
Hallelujah.
I'm so excited. Looking forward to meeting all of you.
Because we're free.
Yes.
Go ahead, keep reading.
Lucia says, watching from Seychelles, a little island in the Indian Ocean. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Praise the Lord.
And Gil says, much love from Pakistan. Fiona says, so powerful and packed with love, hope, kindness, faith, and vision. There it is, vision again. Ooh. There will never be enough thanks to you for everything you do for Jesus. God bless everyone at JDM. Love always, your partner in Perth, Australia.
I tell you what, we love Perth.
Yes,
we love
do.
Barry.
Margaret,
call him Sir Barry.
Sir Barry.
Sir Barry,
Pastor
Margaret,
Margaret.
Court. What a blessing of
Great
God.
Great church.
That
Victory,
church.
Victory Life Center. Ooh,
yeah, if you don't have a good church, you need to go to that one. Boy, that's a fine
church.
They're
doing so many great things for the
Lord.
Oh,
man. They feed people. They do some. It's just a blessing.
Yes, they're great.
Keep reading, Kat.
Cyrus says, we need to hear this truth of the Word of God just before we went to bed in India. Your message could only have come from revelation. Thank you, Jesus, Jesse, and JDM.
I believe in revelation knowledge, and it comes from the Spirit.
That's right.
You know, intellectual activity or range and research or induction and reason, that's the soul, and the body cannot understand revelation knowledge. Cannot, see, because it comes from the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, you get it through reading the Word of God.
That's right. And Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
So the Spirit of God breathes on the words that you hear, whether we're reading the Scriptures to you or you're reading it yourself, the Holy Spirit will breathe life into it and set you free.
Go ahead, Kathy. Keep
Hallelujah.
Reading.
Sandra says, this is some great spiritual eating. I am going to meditate and digest it. Unlimited appreciation for it.
We like to put on great spiritual meals. Hallelujah.
It's a feast.
With wonderful fragrances.
Yeah.
That you kind of sneak around somebody while they're cooking and take a piece of something.
Yeah. You know, there's looking. Something about smell. The sense of smell, it creates the saliva juices
Whoa,
in you.
Oh, Lord
it
Jesus.
It gets things moving and it makes you want more.
Sure. That's why we believe in fat.
I'm making hungry. We're on a diet, so we're hungry.
We're on diets.
Okay. Lisa says, thank you for coming to Milwaukee.
Oh, I had a wonderful time.
All was the perfect message for me to hear.
I went and preached for Josh and Emily.
Wisconsin.
And it was in a hotel room. It's called The Way Church.
Yes. And it's in a suburb of Milwaukee that
yes.
you went to.
We had a marvelous time. What a blessing.
Yeah.
You got any more?
Nicole says, you're fearless, Brother Duplantis. I
fearless.
Love to hear you preach.
Oh, man,
That's
that
great.
Made my day. I'm fearless. Hallelujah. Well, perfect love casteth out all fear. I have perfect love living inside of me.
Yes.
And that's the Holy Spirit, personages of Jesus. They all fit in there. And it's just such a blessing of God.
Yes.
So happy birthday, America.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I'm excited about it. You ever get a chance, if you're overseas, and get a chance to come visit this place, come. But I want to tell you something, wherever you are, wherever, Jesus will go where you are. And you might be in a communist country and you can't hardly say anything without them wanting to kill you, but you can still live free because of who Christ is, the hope of glory. And I mean that sincerely. And you know, sad to say, but people's ideologies and dictators love to control people, but they don't like to be controlled.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
It's amazing. Well, you know what? God gave me, this is the most amazing statement. He set me free, but he never took away my freedom. If I want to walk away from him, I can.
That's what
I would never do that.
That's what free will is
that's
all
about.
That's
what free will is about.
Freedom.
And it's such a blessing. And I just enjoy being saved. So all you Christian people that I see sometimes, they're not happy. Get happy.
Get happy.
And you know, I mean, you do that through the word of the living God.
Yep.
You do that. You study it and then you read it and say it out loud to yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm very pleased that I don't know how many people have told me. I've been knowing you for 30 years, 40 years, 20 years. I've never seen you sad or sick or depressed or discouraged in any way, shape, or form. I don't have time for that. Freedom keeps me moving.
Yeah.
It is such a blessing.
You know, the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
And boy, I think I'm pretty strong.
I call it a joy strategy. Yeah, keeps you strong.
It keeps me strong.
There's things you can do to stir up the gift of God
Amen.
In you and get happy and joyful. You know, Jesus had to have been a happy person.
Yes, he was.
Otherwise, you have often said this, the children wouldn't have been attracted
That's
to
right.
him. And so children recognize
happiness.
What's inside of you, yes. Yeah. And so they were attracted to Jesus.
It's such a blessing.
That's why we're attracted to him. The more you know him, the more you're attracted to
Amen.
Him.
Amen. You know, talking about children, I think the greatest sound is a baby laughing. It just, everybody goes, oh, it just sets the whole room. Oh, I mean, it just knocks out the gloom and the fog, and baby just laughing, because that's purity at its best. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to announce it again. Our Visionary 25 is about ready to come upon us. It's Thursday, July the 10th
yes.
at 7 p.m., Friday, July the 11th at 10 a.m. in the morning, and then again at 7 p.m. right here at JDM International Headquarters. Registration is totally, completely free. Now, you need to register so we can make room for you. And you go do that at jdm.org. That's our ordering our website, and you'll be blessed by it. We need you to register. It won't cost you nothing. And I'll say this, and I'll prophesy it, because prophecy is history wrote in advance. As long as me and Kathy are the head of these ministries, we're not charging anybody to come to church. I'm not being critical of anybody else. We just want you to come. But we'd like you to register so we can make room and do the best we can for your comfort and everything. And I mean that. So I'm going to end this thing early, because I want you to celebrate America's birth. I want you to do that. I want you to celebrate with your family and your friends. And before I go off, I want to thank all our partners who have been so courteous and kind to support this ministry. My God, mm-hmm. in 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel, we've never had a financial deficit. Now, that's not freedom, I don't know what is.
Yep.
If you'd like to be a partner, mm-hmm. just go to jdm.org. That's our website, and you can hit the donate button. Give that way. I hope you do. You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to our free JDM apps and select the giving you like. Or you can just mail in an old-fashioned donation
yeah.
in a check form, and you'll be blessed. 100%. 100% goes into world evangelism. You send me $1,000, not $800-something go to pay a bill. We, Romans 13:8 people, we are debt free.
Yes.
So do that today and let this anointing of increase that's on me come upon you, because it's on me, this joy, this happiness. It's just such a blessing. Kathy, yep. you got anything more to say?
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that follows our ministry and that
Amen.
Shares these posts and these things that we put on all the social media platforms. You know, my goal and my dream right now, vision that I'm praying for is for us to achieve 2 million followers. We're getting pretty close to that. Right now, I think we're close to 1.7. It goes up and down a little bit, but it's always growing. And it's because you're sharing these with other people. And I know that we just got a report recently about the number of engagements since we started increasing our footprint, basically, on all the social media platforms. And how much is it?
Souls being saved, healed, and touched. In 5.5 years, 101,000,000, I think 860,000, 536 or something like that in 5.5 years.
It's growing all the time. Just in 1 month, it's over how much?
1.9 million in the month.
That's almost 2 million as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's
round
a blessing
it up.
Of God.
And because it's hard to get a handle on, because it's like it keeps spinning.
Rolling,
it keeps going. People are getting it, and it's because you're sharing it. So
that's a
way that you can help spread the gospel, because
Amen.
Who knows, the more engagements we get, then it'll pop up on someone's feed who's not even looking for it.
That's right.
And then their lives will get changed.
Get saved and get healed. And you know why so much? We preach freedom. We're not under the curse. None of that's done. We're under the blessing, and we want you to be under the blessing. So rejoice and thank God for the country the United States of America.
Yeah, eat some barbecue. Eat some barbecue. Nice barbecue.
Maybe a little dessert or something after that if you like. Barbecue. Whatever, you know, a little sugar. Praise God.
I can't.
We ain't eating no sugar in a good while.
Maybe one. Maybe
would you
a
like
bit.
To have some butter pecan Haagen-Dazs?
No, I do not.
Yes, you lied. You just lied.
No,
there,
I'm not lying.
I know you may not eat it, but you
no,
got it.
No, I don't want it.
You got it in the freezer.
I have other things I want more. I have a
have
vision.
It in the freezer.
Shut up. I have a vision for a slimmer waist.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Once you get slim, then the first
maybe
thing you're going to hit
maybe
is
then.
That freezer.
Maybe a little bit. Not as much as I used to eat.
That's it. Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. Happy birthday, America.
Yes.
We'll see you next week. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.